in the world. I'm John Batchelor, Washington Post. Increasingly common in Washington to view the various conflicts around the world as part of one big narrative. Hardly without reason, the Washington Post reported, U.S. officials say Iran has bolstered its defenses against a potential retaliatory strike by Israel with the purchase of Russian weapons, part of a strategic alliance forged by the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine in 22 and the extensive use of Iranian-manufactured drones. I go to Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, who has been watching Russian economy since before the war started. Because of the sanctions, because of the workaround sanctions, because of the middlemen, because of nations such as India buying oil and China buying oil, and now we have, after the attack on Bethlehem, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, we have reason to question whether the sanctions are effective or whether these four Axis powers, Moscow, Tehran, Pyongyang, and Beijing, can wall out the world and maintain their war effort just among their own suppliers. Michael, a very good evening to you. The attack has caught everybody unaware of the relationships, and they're now being revealed. Your measure, Russia defeats the sanctions and supplies Iran. Russia defeats the sanctions and buys from Iran. How do these four work together, given the sanctions regime? Always secondary sanctions to be issued against anybody caught cheating. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. And last week, Secretary Yellen of the Treasury visited China and warned the Chinese government about avoiding the sanctions. And at the same time, already starting in last December, but especially accelerating in March, the Chinese financial system started to push away Russia. And suddenly we see the data which shows that Russian imports from China, Chinese exports to Russia, collapsed and declined by 16% in March. And it is going more in April. Because, not because of the goods are not flowing, but because the banks do not process payments. So the Chinese banking system is afraid of the secondary sanctions from the United States and the G7 in general. China's economy is most dependent on the West as a matter of trade and financial transactions and foreign exchange reserves of the Central Bank of China. And so now the Russian sources are saying that it takes several months, not several weeks, several months to buy goods from China. Inputs for Russian industry. And so major Chinese banks, the industrial and commercial bank, the Bank of China, the construction bank, and several mid-sized banks like the Zhou Bank and the Bank, the China Bank of Commerce, they just stopped altogether, not delayed, but stopped processing payments from Russia. So the Russian importers now have to go to the third countries, mostly former Soviet Union countries, Kazakhstan and other countries of Central Asia, and use their companies as middlemen to pay them in the Russian currency. Those people are trying to convert it in Chinese currency, renminbi, buying goods from China as if they bought from Kazakhstan, and then reselling them to Russia. And of course, it's all a premium, and the import is very, very expensive, and the Russian budget suffers.
The reporting I have from a correspondent of mine, a Russian correspondent in Moscow, is that these sanctions are biting hard into major industry needs, not just the microchips, but also materials for drilling equipment. This is reactors and coke chambers necessary for energy, wells, all of the bric-a-brac of modern civilization is now being limited or cut off by the sanctions. It's hard to see that from the outside. Does Russia have a workaround?
One thing you can see, because the Russian economy is very much a natural resources exporting economy, an economy importing not only modern technology, but technology in general, industrial products. Because Russia exports now about 43% of Russian exports are natural resources, and like oil, gas, and coal, and another 11% is metals. So it's all natural resources. There's 54% of total exports. But of imports, one-third, 33%, are industrial products and technology. And something that is kind of very much visual is the decline of one of the biggest projects. It was a project to create LNG, liquefied natural gas, to replace those that pipelines couldn't deliver to Europe. And it is a project called Arctic 2 LNG. It's above the Arctic Circle. And now they cannot transport this gas. They can produce it. They can transport it because they don't have icebreakers. They don't have sufficient ships that can transport it in that cold weather. And the big multi-billion dollar project is stalled. So this is kind of an obvious visual result of these sanctions.
AP reporting. The U.S. and U.K. will begin restricting the trade of new Russian origin metals, including aluminum, copper, and nickel, on global metal exchanges and in derivatives trading. The announcement is meant to follow up the Group of Seven Nations' commitments to reduce Russia's revenues. So now we get to the metals. I presume that was part of the original package. It's almost as if they have better ideas every few months and they get back to Russia. Is this something they can do effectively the way they did oil, or is this another one of those middlemen games?
Well, middlemen help Russia, and sanctions work slowly and sequentially, and it was oil, it was natural gas. It's not sanctioned, but Russia itself stopped providing, and then there was a blow-up of the pipelines, liquefied natural gas, coal, then there were diamonds, and now it is metals. And those metals are very important, nickel, copper, aluminum, and they provide about $20 billion a year for Russia, and now those are cut off. So slowly but surely, this is how it works. Remember how in Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises, Mike Campbell says, one of the characters, how do you get poor? He says, slowly, gradually, and then suddenly. And so that's how it is, slowly, gradually, and then suddenly it all adds up.
Olaf Scholz, the Chancellor of Germany in Beijing, again, looking for business and trade between Beijing and Berlin. However, there are routine reports now that China is supplying weapons technology, weapons to China. Is Germany helping China support Russia? How do you measure that? We have about a minute.
Well, there are lots of ways in which sanctions are avoided and businesses are trying to bypass them. But generally, now there is a huge deal of enforcement, especially since December 23, by the United States government, by the UK, by the European Union. So it takes rigorous enforcement.
And you're not concerned with Germany trading directly to Beijing, which would be a middleman to get it to Moscow. Germany has fine tools. They have dual-use technology. You know, Russia could use all of it.
Well, one can be concerned, but again, it's a matter of enforcement by Western governments, and there are lots of loopholes, and of course, entrepreneurs have used those loopholes, and Russia does. So it is not ironclad. It is not totally tight. But it works gradually. The Russian currency is now losing value again. Every day it is losing about one-third of a dollar for the ruble. So it's working.
Michael Bernstam, Hoover Institution, traveling. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.